This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Two events in the South this week marked efforts to make amends for past racial injustice. In Philadelphia, Mississippi, Edgar Ray Killen was sentenced to 60 years in prison for his part in killing three civil rights workers in 1964. And in Virginia, more than 50 years after some counties shut down public schools rather than integrate them, the state announced it will award scholarships to students who were denied education. In a moment, a report on the Virginia Scholarship Program. First, an interview with Ben Cheney. His brother, James Cheney, along with two other civil rights workers, was killed 41 years ago this week as they sought to bring voting rights to blacks in Mississippi. Ben Cheney, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Edgar Ray Killen was convicted of manslaughter rather than the more serious crime of orchestrating these three murders. Now that Killen has been given the maximum sentence, do you feel justice was done?
I feel that under the circumstances, the DA did a great job. Unfortunately, I think that Mr. Killen should have been convicted of murder, and I do believe that there was other evidence available that should have been used. But we're satisfied with this verdict and with this sentence.
You were only 11 years old when your brother was murdered, and I gather that you were supposed to be with him that day.
It was a Sunday morning, and being in the South, every child goes to Sunday school on Sunday mornings. And my mother was not going to hear anything about me going anywhere but Sunday school. I did want to go with my brother. He did promise to return, and I was going to go. He was going to take me out then. But that morning, I sit on the front porch, angry, crying because I couldn't go. But I had to go to Sunday school.
Did you look up to him?
He was my hero, you know. He bought me my first junior football uniform. Even though he was asthmatic, he was captain of his high school track and football team. So I tried to run track and I tried to play football like my brother.
How much did this trial take you and your family back to that time, to that day, or those days, those terrible days after when he couldn't be found?
It took us way back. It was especially hard on my mother. She had been waiting for 40 years to tell the people of this county about her son and to let people know that his life had value and meaning.
Your brother, James Cheney, of the three, there were two northern white civil rights workers. He was the only black civil rights worker. Has there been any point in all of this in which you feel that he was in any way in the shadow of the other two?
Well, we have to be realistic about the situation. Had not my brother been with Andrew Goodman and Michael Swanner, no one would have heard of him. When they were looking for my brother's body, they found the bodies of roughly nine other young African-American males who were out in Mississippi doing voter registration. One thing that we've missed in history is that people in Mississippi and in the South, prior to the volunteers coming to the South, were very active in organizing and voter registration. One of the main reasons for having the Mississippi Summer Project to bring down northern and western students and middle-class people was to draw attention to the brutality that black folks have been suffering.
Has anyone from Edgar Ray Killen's family apologized or...
You want to know whether or not anyone from the Killen family or Klansmen have came forward and offered an apology? No, absolutely not. And I don't think anyone ever will. You got to understand, hatred is taught. And, you know, Killen is a preacher, and he's the type of preacher that will kill you while holding the Bible. He would justify his acts through the Bible. And to expect them to apologize, no. But I have had whites from this community, old whites, young whites from this community, walk up to me and say that they did not like what's happening and offer their prayers, you know. They have been praying for justice for a long time.
Ben Cheney is the brother of civil rights worker James Earl Cheney, who was killed 41 years ago. He joined us from Philadelphia, Mississippi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.